And a pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Glad to have you with us once again. Glad to have some of these college students start to make their way back into the community. You've noticed traffic has gotten a little bit thicker as we've gone throughout the week. Appalachian State's campus gets back to class on Monday, so keep that in mind this weekend as you are driving about town, especially around campus. Lots of folks making their way back to the area, and we will be somewhat back to normal as a community coming up next week. So we're excited to kind of get more and more of 2020 behind us and kind of get back into those routines. We've had local schools get started back this week, so it's starting to feel like normal again. Hey, we've got a lot to share with you today on the program. We're going to be talking about a grand opening we're involved with a little bit later in the month, but keep that on the back burner for just a second because we do have a few chamber events that we want to make sure are on that brand new January 2020 calendar of yours, starting with tonight. Our first Business After Hours installment for the 2020 calendar year gets underway at 5 o'clock this evening out at Deer Valley Athletic Club. Great opportunity for you to sample some food too from High Country Greek, which is the restaurant that is embedded inside of Deer Valley. Again, this is 5 o'clock to seven. You still do have time to RSVP. We do encourage you to go to the chamber website and do that just so we can send appropriate food numbers over a little bit later this afternoon. But you can head to boonchamber.com and take care of that this afternoon. Again, Business After Hours tonight from 5 to 7 at Deer Valley Athletic Club. We have a ribbon cutting that we're involved with tomorrow over at Green Park Inn. This is a brand new interior designer, a company called A Designer's Touch by Lauren. We'll be having a grand opening and ribbon cutting for her business tomorrow. That is around lunchtime out at Green Park Inn in Blowing Rock. Details available on the website at boonchamber.com. Next week, we have the 4th annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast, and I am excited to say that that event has been sold out for more than a week. We'll have close to 200 folks from the Boone and Blowing Rock business communities descend upon Meadowbrook Inn as we get our annual economic forecast from Dr. Harry Davis of Appalachian State and the North Carolina School of Banking. We'll also be hearing from Brad Moritz, the president of Appalachian Ski Mountain, as he talks about the evolving winter economy here in the High Country. And as we've touched on before in mentioning this topic, you know, it wasn't all that long ago, maybe 2-3 decades ago, where there was really no activity here at this time of year. There were very few businesses, especially over in Blowing Rock, that were open 365 days a year from a restaurant hotel perspective. With the ski industry blossoming and with some other interest in the area from an attraction standpoint, it's really helped make the High Country a 365-day your tourism destination. So Brad's going to retrace some of those steps and talk about some new things that are on the horizon in terms of tourism in the wintertime here in the area. So again, that's next Thursday. If you don't have tickets, do call the chamber office. We have created a waiting list just in case we find out any businesses that have already RSVP'd that won't be able to come. We will make an effort to make sure the room is full. So if you are interested in coming but don't have a ticket yet, call the Boone Chamber at 828-264-2225. Give us your name. We'll put you on the waiting list. We were actually able to add a few people to the active roster yesterday with a couple of changes in some businesses' allocations to that event. So we'll continue to do so until early next week and try to accommodate you as best we can. But again, sold out High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast again next week. That's Thursday. And then Friday, we have a grand opening that we are celebrating in downtown Boone with our friends at Howard Station, and that is going to be what we'll talk about with Chelsea Kozlowski here in just a few moments. Chelsea has been with Howard Station from the inception of this project all the way to their opening back right prior to the end of 2019, and we're going to help them cut a ribbon and get the party started at Howard Station. Brand new barbecue restaurant on Howard Street, and this is going to be the epicenter of a lot of development that we're looking at as the downtown area moves forward. You know, Howard Street's plan has been on the docket for quite a while in terms of renovation, burying utilities, making that area a pedestrian-friendly walking district with a lot more retail and a lot more restaurant space. And Howard Station got in on the front end of that conversation. So we'll talk with Chelsea a little bit about what Howard Station's got in store and what you can expect Friday night and beyond at one of the High Country's newest restaurants. So we'll take a time out. We'll come back with Chelsea here in just a moment. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. And welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, as I mentioned, talking about new restaurants in the area. And, you know, we've been fortunate. 2019 was a year of incredible growth for a number of different business sectors. We saw new retail and new areas of our community that have been revitalized. And this kind of fits into both of those categories. So new restaurant in an old space in an area that is ripe for development and is going to become, if it's not really already, one of the most traveled areas of our downtown district. We're talking about Howard Street, and we're talking about the brand new restaurant on Howard Street, Howard Station, and here to give us a little bit of insight as to what's gone on so far since they've opened and what we can expect as 2020 rolls forward. We have Chelsea Jackson with us. And Chelsea, first of all, welcome to the program. You have been involved in this project from the start. You helped bring this concept here. What was it about Boone, North Carolina that said we need this type of barbecue restaurant in the downtown area? What sold it for you?
Born and raised here locally. So they've been here since birth, and they brought me here a couple of years ago, and I just couldn't leave. I fell in love with the town. I fell in love with the community, and it's the perfect spot for a small business owner, which is great because the downtown community, everybody operates as a small business, even if they aren't. So that community really allowed us and our kind of collaborative nature to fit very well in the downtown Boone area.
So if there's somebody that's new to the area or perhaps riding past your place and they see the sign and they say, I wonder what they have at Howard Station. In a nutshell, describe your menu and your concept for us.
Great question. So we have some very interesting takes on barbecue. We have we smoke everything authentically in-house, and we have pork, chicken, brisket, and ribs as our four main meats. And we have daily specials every day. We have $2 tacos on Tuesday, which are still barbecue packed. We have a lot of different options for breakfast. So instead of your normal chicken and waffles, you can get barbecue and waffles, which is delicious. And we make all of our sauces in-house. So whenever you come in, it's a little bit of a different experience from your traditional smokehouse to where it looks like, you know, a log cabin, and it's really advertising the different pigs and meats that you have. We have all of that, but we have a very unique, trendy atmosphere to pair with our unique take on barbecue as well.
So I know a lot of restaurateurs take, you know, painstaking efforts to craft their version of whatever it is that they're going to specialize in. With this take on barbecue, what was it that drove you away from the smokehouse concept and into what you just described? Was that inspired by another location, or was this just you guys saying, you know, we like a little bit of all of these things and we want to create this culmination of all of those experiences?
A lot of it is our vision, and really my partners, Cody Estes and Andy Phillips, we all kind of collaborated to see what is really welcomed in Boone and what people really like here, but also how we can find a niche for ourselves and maybe come with something that's a little bit more modern but still rooted in history. So we wanted to really bring in the aspect of the old railroad and other things like that. So you see a lot of that in our space, and we wanted to mirror that in our food. Andy Phillips is not only just my business partner, he's also the chef, and he really created a lot of these menu items that are really incredible and unique, and very, very tasty, down to the mac and cheese that's also smoked, whether you get, you know, barbecue on that or not.
Awesome. Now we're talking with Chelsea Jackson this morning of Howard Station, new restaurant on Howard Street, right across from ECRS and Espresso News down in that that section of Howard Street. Chelsea, we've talked a lot as a community for decades about Howard Street's revitalization and everything from burying utilities, making certain areas of that thoroughfare one way, increasing the retail and restaurant opportunities there on the road. In the short time that you have been located on Howard Street, how do you see this vision playing out, knowing that you're on the front end of it? But what possibilities do you see, I think, from the opportunity to really kind of start from scratch and redesign another major pedestrian thoroughfare within the downtown?
Oh, a lot of potential. We're excited to be on the ground floor of this kind of revitalization and growth that we're going to see on Howard Street. It's especially beneficial for us because, you know, we rely a lot on town parking and a lot on town space and a lot on that pedestrian flow that you get on Howard Street. And also the fact that we also have a rooftop patio is going to be key whenever we think about burying some of those utility lines and other things. Not only is it very good for beautification and tourism. It's really going to be great for the growth of our business.
And that's an excellent point, thinking about just the beautification from the businesses that have gone up above their normal footprint. We were joking the other day, standing on the Horton rooftop looking over at yours, we thought that'd be a great opportunity for a zip line. You know, just, we can work that into the grand plan. We'll talk more about the grand opening and ribbon cutting next week here in just a few moments. But as again, you think about the space that you're located in and the demographic that you pull from. You mentioned pedestrian traffic has been a big part of things. How have you seen people find the ease of getting to you? I mean, I know there's a lot of public parking around you, but has this been more of a student attraction as well, knowing that there are so many people that use Howard Street as kind of a corridor from one side of campus to the other?
We have had a lot of student traffic before the break let down, of course,
right.
Especially for Tuesday and different specials that we have that cater to the student demographic. But a big thing that we put a lot of focus into is how do we make this comfortable in a space that everybody wants to come to? How do we make this a spot for locals who aren't students to be able to have a space for themselves? And how do we also include tourists and not also forget about the students as well? So I think that we've done a good job of us, even with our hours of opening for brunch and lunch and going through dinner. And then on the weekends, we'll have that special late night hours on Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. that will cater specifically to the students as well.
What's been the most popular menu item since you've opened?
We have two items that are incredibly popular. One is our pulled pork. You can't go wrong with that with any of our sauces. And then the other is our smoked mac and cheese, which is what I was mentioning with smoked noodles and smoked cheese. You cannot go wrong with that.
This is really torture for people that are hungry enough for lunch, but no, it's not quite time yet. You know, we'll continue to paint the picture for you here in the next few minutes. We are going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our visit with Chelsea Jackson, joining us today from Howard Station, brand new barbecue restaurant on Howard Street in downtown Boone. As I mentioned, we'll be celebrating with them next Friday evening, a grand opening ribbon cutting extravaganza that a number of other local community partners are involved in as we get one of our newest restaurants jump-started here in the downtown area. We'll talk about that specifically when we come back. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back in to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, talking with Chelsea Jackson of Howard Station. They're located at 268 Howard Street, brand new restaurant in the downtown Boone area, right across the street, like I mentioned before, from ECRS, kind of that period between Appalachian Street and Depot Street. That's where you'll find Howard Station, and we hope you find us a couple Fridays from now. Friday, January 24th, from 4 o'clock to 8, we'll be helping Howard Station celebrate their grand opening, a little ribbon cutting activity there as well. Chelsea, this is a great opportunity, especially now that people are back in the flow of the new year, for them to come out and experience things for themselves on what should be a very fun and festive night. What do you have planned for this event thus far?
Well, it's going to be a great day. We're going to have daily specials and for drinks and food all day long. But between the hours of 4 to 8, we're going to have a lot of great stuff going on. AMB is actually sponsoring the event. They're doing a tap takeover, and we're going to have a lot of different prizes to raffle off. So you definitely want to make sure you get there and get your raffle ticket. Mountain Peak Sound will be providing our sound and music for the evening. And then we're doing a ribbon cutting with the Chamber at 4:30. So we're very excited about that and hope everyone can come out and celebrate with us.
You know, one of the things that I know you all did as you started renovating the building that you were in, you got out and were very active in terms of getting swag out there. You know, you were out at the football games handing out t-shirts and koozies and all these types of things. How have you seen that kind of marketing come back to you? It's not necessarily maybe around this specific event, but people that have been waiting and they've had you top of mind, have you seen them coming into the facility now you've been open for a few weeks?
We have, and it's been great to kind of go beyond seeing folks with the Howard Station backpacks and the Howard Station t-shirts that we see and we get really excited about, but to have folks come in, and we've had quite a few to say, hey, you gave us a koozie, hey, you gave us a bottle opener, you gave us a t-shirt, and we were really excited, we've been watching your progress, and to see kind of those folks that we engaged with at the beginning when we were in the very beginning opening stages come and eat with us and celebrate our progress has been really, really rewarding.
Again, this grand opening will be Friday, January 24th 4 o'clock to 8 is the listed time there. The chamber ribbon cutting will go on at about 4:30. You mentioned Appalachian Mountain Brewery as a sponsor. So many restaurants do a great job of really focusing and featuring local, whether it's breweries, food sources, what have you. Have you all taken the opportunity to engage in some of those partnerships with local businesses to help fill out your menu and your bar selections and things like that?
We talk to everyone. We ask people for feedback constantly. We ask people for input. What's missing downtown? What would you like to see? And then just partnering with folks who have similar mindsets as us. We have a great representation. Even if you just isolate and look at our draft list alone, we have very large North Carolina and Boone specifically representation in Howard Station. And AMB has been a great support for us even from the beginning of getting off the ground and running from even before the Daniel Boone Rail Jam all the way till now. And they continue to be a great support as well as many other local businesses downtown that have been really involved.
Now, I know you're in the midst of January now. Pedestrian traffic will only continue to improve as we get deeper into the calendar. What can you tell us about your ideas and thoughts about how to utilize your facility to engage folks as the downtown becomes a lot more pedestrian friendly over the spring and summer and you start to see different crowds come through there? How do you try to imprint to each one of those audiences?
Well, you'll see us outside on the street talking to everyone a lot. We're incredibly engaging when it comes to trying to educate everyone about our offerings, what kind of food we have, what kind of atmosphere we're trying to facilitate, and bringing people in to get them to try our food. We've had people on King Street recently, especially during the slow times without the students, and we'll continue to do that and have some student specials that we're actually standing outside because folks are busy, they're trying to get to class. We want to make sure everybody's fed and everybody's happy, and then come back and visit us whenever they have some time later in the weekend.
I'd be remiss not to give you an opportunity to promote your upstairs patio as well. Those have become such a popular thing here in our community. What sets yours apart? How many people can you put up there, and how has that clientele enjoyed the space thus far?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves it, especially on warmer days. It's been a little cold a few days, but everybody still takes the chance to go up there and take a look at it. We have all of our tables and stools designed and crafted by local craftsmen, and we can fit plenty of people up there. There's definitely space for everybody, up to 30 people, and it's a very cozy atmosphere. We're putting some string lights up there to kind of help the ambiance and a great view of downtown. You can see the fireworks once we win the games. You can see the campus. You have a great view of the mountains and a little bit of downtown as well. So it's been a really great spot to go up there, have a drink, have your meal, and just really be able to congregate with people that you want to hang out with, talk to, and spend some time with.
Chelsea Jackson has gotten Howard Station started from concept to reality here. Again, you can join us for our grand opening celebration with Howard Station coming up January 24th. Final question for you, Chelsea. I know a lot of folks that listen to this program have businesses of their own. They have business interests. You've been at this for a while. I'm sure that there are lessons that you've learned along the way, but getting to the finish line from what started probably on a piece of paper as an idea, how satisfying has that been, and what maybe could you take away as advice to those that whether it's a restaurant or some other type of business, what advice would you give for people that are maybe on the front end of that process that are trying to realize their own dream like you did?
Well, the process has been incredibly rewarding, but also at the same time incredibly stressful. You have to be able to adapt to change and admit that when something, maybe an idea that you had is not panning out the way you thought, be flexible to change that. But the biggest piece of advice that I could offer is don't quit. Don't give up. Know what you have. Plan, and then execute. And don't let anybody tell you no, because you will hear no. You will hear no. You will hear maybe not, or oh, how about this? How about that? Take in all the feedback you can, but at the end of the day, don't give up.
Well, that is very wise and sage advice. We are certainly very excited for you guys that you've reached this point, and we look forward to partnering with you on the event on the 24th, but look forward to seeing your doors slam full with people here in the very near future. So thank you very much for your time today, and again, we'll look forward to working with you on the 24th.
Thank you.
All right, Chelsea Jackson joining us here again today from Howard Station, and again, the details on that grand opening is Friday, January 24th, so you got a little time to plan this from 4 o'clock to 8. 8 is the listed time. So if you're leaving the office, you want to swing by. Again, remember, Boone downtown parking is free at 5 o'clock in all the town-controlled lots. So no problem getting in at that point in time. We'll do the chamber ribbon cutting at 4:30. Appalachian Mountain Brewery helping with the tap takeover. There'll be plenty of swag and giveaways throughout the course of the event. But again, make plans for that Friday, January 24th. Make plans to stop by Howard Station before that. Again, great eclectic collection of different barbecue, different sides to go along with that. It smells fantastic every time you walk past it. So let those smells kind of take you in next time you're down around that way. Hey, that'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Again, we'll see you tonight, Business After Hours, over at Deer Valley Athletic Club. You still have time to RSVP at boonchamber.com for that. Until then, we'll be back with you right here, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.